I believed in myself when the world tried to train a dog not to. Gotta thank myself for that. I already did, but I'm gonna do it again.
Well, hello, everyone.
We're too busy trying to start watch parties. Hello, I'm Justine Thomas.
I'm Lori Meehan.
I'm Shelley Miller.
Mary Clodges.
Welcome to Pass the Glass. And happy early Halloween. Oh,
somebody's had too much
no
passing the glass.
Passing the glass here.
Oh, I have to get my wine bottle.
There's a reason why we did that.
Yeah. Yes. So this was 19 Crimes Cali Red with Snoop Dogg on it. There are three different things that he says, three different videos, but I only got one. It's really good. It's a really good Cabernet. I like it. So you guys should try it. And it's always fun to take a video of the label.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's going on, ladies?
Well, we are drinking Sweet Walter. It's a rosé wine. It's really kind of nice on the palate. Right, Shelley?
It is. It's excellent.
How sweet is it?
How sweet. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's not too sweet, but it's not too sour either. Yeah. I don't like a sour wine, so. So you are up from Texas today.
I am.
Well, not today. This past weekend. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Texas that we're missing out here in worn out Ohio.
Well, certainly not the weather today, because our weather's only about a degree higher.
Okay.
But the past week, it's been up in the high 80s, maybe even hitting the 90s, and a lot of fun things to do outside during this time.
Unlike us here.
I know everybody says when you move south, you're going to miss the fall and miss the snow.
You still have your pools going and everything else, right?
Yeah, we can still swim and have pool parties, play tennis, and parties after tennis.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a road trip soon.
Mm.
Absolutely. You guys are all welcome.
Thank you.
We may want to.
I've been told that my pool is a resort.
It is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice. So, Lori.
Yes.
We were talking earlier about Halloween. Of course, you dressed up. You can put the hat on. Go ahead, show the hat.
Okay.
Because I'm like, are you really wearing that the whole show?
I know. She's, are you really wearing that the whole show? I'm like, well, no, I guess not.
It looks so cute on you.
It does.
Thank you.
I'll leave it on.
I'm definitely jealous. I have a thing for witch hats.
When, you know, people are doing Halloween parties, of course, this weekend, and when is it that you're just out of the Halloween phase of doing parties?
Hopefully never. I mean, I feel like it's something that keeps you young.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. It makes you have fun, you know, to dress up. So you don't necessarily have to plan a party, but, you know, I mean, with this weather, we've had all rain every day. It's gloomy and stuff. I mean, I really look forward to pulling my Halloween stuff out and just, you know, dressing up a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally forgot, or I would have too.
Yeah,
I have many costumes.
I kind of get that whole thing every month of the year. We have a bunco group in our neighborhood, and every month somebody hosts and they pick a theme. And
nice!
We've had Mardi Gras, we've had Mummy's Night Out, for bunco.
Cute.
So we all dress up all the time.
Now you live in a gated community then, and you guys like do block parties type things.
We do, but it's not just the gated community, it's the community all around. There's about probably around 1,100 homes
in this community.
Yeah.
How nice.
Yeah. And we do a lot of community events and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. It's probably one of the best neighborhoods I've ever lived in.
So tell us a little bit about what you guys do down there. Some of the coordinating it, because it takes time. People don't realize when you're an event coordinator,
So, of course, we have the usual. We have the Christmas, the Easter, a fall festival. Mm-hmm. But we also have wine strolls and beer crawls and book clubs, Bunko, many, many groups of Bunko, couples clubs, all kinds. The men even have some poker parties and stuff like that.
So, and this goes on in everybody's houses. Yes. This is how they're doing the bar crawls and wine crawls at people's houses.
So the beer crawl, we have a pavilion area, and we have tents set up. And so if you're a host tent, you supply the beer. A lot of times you can get the local companies to donate beer to do it.
Take note.
I know. And then, you know, if you're a crawler, you buy the ticket. And, of course, we compensate our host with some small gift or something. But it's always a blast. And the wine strolls are hosted at the person's house.
Okay.
I've strolled and I've hosted. And they're just so much fun, you know, to get the community together. And
so, like, if we brought down a Greyhound bus or an Anderson bus or something. Absolutely.
Yeah, something. We'll just stroll right
we'll just
in.
Just stroll right in like we knew what we were doing.
Exactly.
I think, truthfully, this. I think we need to do more of that in our area. Mm-hmm. You don't hear stuff like that.
So we pay an association dues, and they actually give me so much back per year, and then I get to plan. You know, I can't plan the beer crawls and the wine strolls because of the alcohol involved.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because, you know, then there's liability and such.
Waiver.
Yeah, I know, right?
Signed away your life.
But we do a lot for the children. Even with the whole COVID thing being, we had to cancel a lot of our events. We still had some of the community got together and borrowed our Easter stuff and drove around and tossed candy out to the kids. But we always have a huge Easter egg hunt and stuff. Probably about, I don't know, 300-400 kids come to it.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is done at the pavilion?
That is actually done at the clubhouse.
Okay.
So our Christmas and our Easter are done at the clubhouse, definitely. Well, in the fall festival. And the fall festival is a big one. We have a lot of people come in. We'll have petting zoos. We'll have jump houses, you know, all kinds of stuff. We've done summer splash. We get somebody to come in and do, like, maybe pulled pork sandwiches, stuff like that. And it's all free to the residents, you know.
We have all of those connections. We just have to find somebody has property. I can get porta-johns out there.
Yeah.
We know enough bands.
I'll tell you what, it's really, really awesome because the community, all we have to do is reach out to the HEB is one of our local grocery stores. They're always there to help. They'll come out and they'll serve hot dogs and chips and all for free. Mm-hmm. And they'll have their mascot dressed up and everything. It's just
That's a lot of
fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wish we could do a lot more like that in this area.
You should. Just start it.
Here we go. It just takes one person. Add to my plate.
I'm telling you, it just takes... before I moved in there, they didn't have those things. Mm-hmm. We kind of got it going, so...
I would be more into the wine crawl and the beer crawl, but the other events with the children as well, I think, is a really nice idea because there's not a lot around here. There truly isn't. And COVID really put a damper on a lot of things.
Everything.
This year. Yeah. I mean, everything. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, we just keep spiking some more. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know. I was very, very upset that we had to cancel all of our events this season.
I'll tell you a little story about over in Pennsylvania where I used to live. There is what they call Wine Walk, and there are, say, 12 wineries, and each, like, little store or little shops in the downtown area host one of the wineries. Mm-hmm. So you buy a ticket, you get a free wine glass with the ticket. And it's like $35. Mm-hmm. And you go from shop to shop and you taste the wines. They bring, you know, half a dozen different kinds of wine and then, you know, lots of bottles because then you buy them. They have a service called Check Your Wine and they give you a ticket and then they gather it all up. 3 trips to the car. The last one I went to.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought a lot of wine.
I'm so proud of you. You are my hero.
It was fun. It's a really fun thing. We could organize that.
Well,
in the downtown area.
I have had people hit me up and ask because I would put on some of the wine crawls. Mm-hmm. You guys know that. Mm-hmm. I would get the buses. We would take, 50 people per bus. And I've had people contact me, ask me if I would do that again. So kind of thinking about that.
After COVID, probably.
Yeah, I'm really kind of thinking about doing that. But, yeah, we could put some type of crawl together, some of the different wineries.
Yeah,
contact us, though.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
If you're on board with it, and then we'll get some information
It was really fun. And ours was in November, so it was a little bit cold. And, you got your coats on, and you go out and you walk in the fresh, crisp air. And it was just a fun night,
Yeah.
And you can drink a lot of wine with those little sippy glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, most of them brought dry and sweet, so you had your pick and...
But the nice thing with, and I don't know how you guys did it, but the nice thing with the wine crawls that I had, each winery or establishment that we did this with, they supplied appetizers or food. So that way, you at least got some food in your stomach before
They would have that too. Yeah, yeah, they did that too. And then there's that one up at the convention center up in Erie, which is an awesome thing too. That one has, I don't know, probably, I think the last time I was there, 15 wineries were there.
Oh, wow.
And you just went to stations around the convention center.
See, we did something like that in Nashville.
And then you get a hotel room so you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, the Beer and Wine Fest.
To put an event on like that.
That's why I like it in the neighborhood, because then
you just walk home. Yeah.
Yes.
Or crawl,
Yeah.
Or have your husband push you in a shopping
cart.
There
you go. Yeah. we've had golf carts. Pulling couches.
Oh, my God. That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say the Woodlands, it's the place to move if you're coming to the Houston area. I disagree. It's Wildwood at North Point. The greatest neighborhood.
Now, see, I wouldn't mind putting on a festival like EFCO, where it's going to have to be after COVID because we don't want to have to deal with all that.
Right.
But if somebody had land and we could put up the Port-a-Johns and stuff like that and do a nice event, because after this, everybody's going to want to get
out.
They're
going to want
to
do
Everybody needs to
get out and just have a good time and see some old friends that they haven't got to see, because our sidewalks close up at 10 o'clock. And so I think putting on a nice event in this area, we've got Youngstown Live coming to the area and all that, but this really needs to...
Something special.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, and it should involve wine.
I agree.
Wine a little.
Absolutely.
So we were going to talk about what are some of our good Halloween memories from when we were kids.
Yeah. What do you have first?
Well, we used to, probably by the time I was in fourth grade, I was allowed to walk without my parents anymore. And... So I was walking with a couple of my friends, and we had pillowcases, half full of candy, so much candy. And some big kid came running past and stole my bag of candy.
Oh, wow.
That's your best?
Well, no, we're not done yet.
Okay. I was
so
scared.
No. So I screamed, and some older kid that lived behind my house heard me and looked, and he saw the kid run in, and he tackled him.
Oh,
got, not only got my candy back, but beat him. Yeah, so I got my candy, and I got revenge on the bad boy that stole my candy.
Aww.
So, yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah.
Another favorite of mine was, I don't know what grade it was in, but... The teacher had to guess who we were in our costumes. We went at lunchtime and changed into our costumes and then came back.
Yeah.
And I wore this baseball uniform, and I had this plastic face that looked like, I don't know, it looked like a man's plastic face.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put that on and pulled my hair up and put it in a baseball hat, and... I was the last kid in the class. She could not figure out who I was.
Who were you?
Me. She didn't know it was me.
No. Oh.
She did. I mean, it was just a regular baseball player.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant Yeah, she had to figure out what your costume was.
No, she couldn't figure out who I was.
Oh, okay.
And that's fun. Yeah, it was fun. That was fun.
I remember being kids. Well, yeah, I could go back to those days. But when we would dress up and we would have masks on our faces and they put the two small holes in there.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't breathe. If your nose was running, forget it because it just ran all over your face.
Well, that's okay. If you were breathing, you were soaking wet.
Yeah.
Because the moisture...
Yeah. And you couldn't see, so you just walked out in front of cars and did whatever, you know. It's a miracle that all of us lived through it.
Oh, I know. God, yeah. And then they turned it, as we got older, into rubber. And the rubber would go in and out of your mouth and your nose. Yeah. And you couldn't eat. You couldn't drink. It was miserable.
Yeah.
I remember going into Hill's department store.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they always had the Halloween costumes up front.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there was always that same princess with the blonde hair and the crown.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just one vague memory that I remember going into Hills, you know, getting the popcorn, of course.
The smell of popcorn.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you guys remember, like, going into Zayre's? To be on 422.
I remember it.
Yeah. Zayre's. Yeah. And then was
that a department store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
And then there was Robert Hall's. That was on.
Where the flea market is on Youngstown Road?
No.
Zayre's? No.
No. Zayre's?
That
was
King's.
There's what is it called? Alcor? Right by the old, you know where Tim Pan Alley used to be?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
right up the
Oh, yeah.
Right
I
up
know
the
Tim
road.
Pan
Alley. Yeah. Who doesn't remember Tim Pan Alley?
I do, and I wasn't even from Warren.
Oh, many of us.
So,
spent there.
What's your favorite costume that you ever wore as a kid? Like the plastic face ones?
Oh,
I didn't have a favorite plastic face.
Yeah.
It was miserable.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. HR Puffin stuff. I loved HR Puffin stuff. That was my favorite costume.
I think dressing
and, you
up
know,
from
I
the
totally
60s.
Didn't get.
Really?
I was always like the mummy or the witch or something like that. I like the scary ones.
I remember my mom let us wear her wedding gown 1 year.
Oh.
That was fun.
We used to do gymnastics, so I know a couple of those god awful sequins outfits. You
doubled
know,
as costumes.
We would wear.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, my favorite costume I ever did, not it wasn't as a child, it was an adult.
Week.
Yeah, right. I think I told you guys this. I dressed up as Paul Simon from Kiss.
From
cool.
Kiss?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I mean, I had the long curly hair, and I actually did temporarily, like, dark jet black, you know, dye. Yeah. And did it like the 80s with the, you know, big,
yeah,
like they used to do.
Last week.
Yeah, yeah. And did the whole white face and the red lips. And my mom drew an outline of the star. And I colored and found platform shoes, but like that big, you know, at Kmart when it was still open in Boardman, you know. And had a black skinny tie and a white shirt and jacket and black pants. Because, I mean, I couldn't find anything to do like the chest hair in that outfit.
Yeah.
And there was one album where they all dressed up in suits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I did that. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. I think the platform shoes really did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some of the bands, like the Cars, they all dressed up in suits back then. Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
With the skinny ties.
This was Kiss. I mean, they did their whole, you know, like demon makeup and everything.
Demon.
You know?
They would love to hear that.
But yeah, that was fun.
One of them, and I just briefly read past it today, put his house up for sale,
which
was really shocking.
Oh, really?
I wanted like $2.2 million or something for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's all
Paul.
Fun.
Like to say hello to my mama. Hi, Mom. Hi, Tam. My cousin Tammy's watching in South Carolina. Well, happy Halloween.
Where did that come from?
I just saw it over here. What?
This voice. She's doing voices too.
Me, I am.
Yeah, I think of growing up as a kid doing some of these Halloween costumes, and you used to go around and you think, I could just do another street over. Oh, there's another street. And you just walked for miles and miles getting handy.
Mm-hmm. We had a great neighborhood growing up. But there used to be probably at least 8 to 10 of us kids who would, you know, go around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, each parent would take a turn each year and make the hot chocolate for us, because then we come get, you know, dump out the pillowcases and sort it, you know. Yeah, throw out the apples that you would get, you know. Because they did give out apples back in the 80s.
They did give out apples.
Yeah. Why, I don't know.
I don't know. And trade candy with the people. So that you got what you liked and didn't get what you didn't.
I have to say, one of the key things that helped me to find my love of Halloween happened to involve this lovely lady. When my brother and Shelley were just dating. Do you remember this? You were watching some TV show, and he came through the window with,
the Jason mask.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And I just thought that was the most hysterical thing.
We went, when we were dating, we went to see Halloween when it first came out at the theater. And when we left there, we went through a drive-thru, and we're sitting in the drive-thru line, and he has his window down ordering, of course, and I'm sitting there, and I don't know what I was doing, you know, just looking out the window or whatever, and all of a sudden, bam, on the roof of the car, and I hit my head on the roof of the car. And after that, every time he had a chance,
he would scare her.
With that. Yes. Yeah, and it wasn't just for a week or two. It was for years. Probably... Yeah,
Sorry, Shel, but that didn't help me to love Halloween.
I can't get into getting scared. I can't even watch scary movies anymore.
No, me neither.
I used to watch them all. I'm excited because we're going to that House of Terror or whatever tomorrow.
Yeah, that's an awesome
Canton. And I'm so excited.
Canton or Canfield?
I think it's Canton. Okay. I think I said Canfield earlier, but it's Canton.
Yeah, it's Canton. It's a really good one.
My daughter, Mallory, and I, and her all these young ones are going.
I don't know if the young ones will like it.
Well, no, not young ones. I'm talking about my daughter and her husband and his brother.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the
kids,
too.
They're all younger than me. no little ones.
There's also one in Akron. There's the Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory. Those are good, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
But I got to tell you, I went to Woodland Cellars Haunted Mansion last weekend.
Okay.
And we had a great time.
Did you?
I mean, it was something different. It wasn't, you know, you're walking through hallways and you're getting the banging on the walls. This was an old nunnery.
Mm. Oh.
So I felt right in place. Bless me, Father. Protestant, you know, that type thing. But you go through the building, and I first walked through the doors, and they've got this staircase in there that was absolutely gorgeous. And I'm looking at all the woodwork, and I'm looking at the flooring and the tiling, and I'm like, wow, this place is gorgeous. And they're taking pictures of you, and you've got these things behind you, and they're trying to scare you. But it was like I was more into imagining what this place was like, because they literally had a fountain and a mirror that had holy water that would come out. You could tell it didn't work now, but back then in the day, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're going through the different rooms in this nunnery, and you're thinking, these nuns had it pretty good here in this place.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Then, you're walking through the kitchen. There's a story about the bathroom. I'm not sure. I didn't quite get the story out as we were walking through it. But you did go down this long hallway. And there was rooms on the side with numbers on them. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the nuns had resided.
It's their quarters,
But it was just like, oh, wow. And then you go outside, and I loved the...
weren't the grounds beautiful?
The grounds were beautiful. They did
and it was
walkway.
All paved paths?
It was all paved paths.
And you just
it was
went nice. Last weekend?
Yeah. I went the weekend before that.
I was going to say, why didn't you call me?
And it's not like I'm giving them... plugs, but this was a nice for adults to go to, and they had 3 wine stops along the way, so you would refuel up with your wine. But I mean, and Chris Higby played there last weekend, and it was just a very nice setup. And of course, they had people in costume walking up.
Some of them jump out and scare you.
They tried. Well, some of them tried to get a date. That was me asking. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. Anyway, you keep walking though, and it's just winding, and it's with the tiki torches and the pumpkins and the music. It was a really nice event. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they have like this altar That was literally an altar out in the woods with candles on it. And that's where they had one of the wine stops where you could refuel. And they had fires out there.
Did you see the big fire thing that I told you about? Did you notice it? Where that altar was, the thing with the fire was what I was telling you about that I want to get.
Yes.
Wasn't that cool?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then when you got to the very end of it, and there was like the concession trailers and all that, there is an escape room.
Oh.
We had a great time.
Oh, those are great.
And that escape, it was like up to six people could be in there. It was it was a good time. Yeah. Have you ever done an escape room?
I have. It's so much fun. I've done them a couple of times. With our couples club, we went and did one.
They're not scary.
No,
but it's
not.
Clues that they try to give you and the time allotment. I mean, it was a good time. If you get a chance to do an escape room.
They're a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. And it's... You know, you're thinking escape room, but it's not. Yeah. They're giving you clues as to find alternate ways to get out. Yeah. But in the meantime, you know, they're telling you that you had to find the stocks and the bonds that were in the, in like the locker safe or whatever. But you had to find the safe. And the more clues that you found with everybody, you know, then another clue would open up. Or you'd hear something click on a wall and you're like, oh, that's another clue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was interesting.
A lot of thought process.
A lot of thought process was put into that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds fun.
It is fun.
They're huge. They're huge in my area.
We have
a lot of them.
Yeah. I like what you were saying earlier, how you can't watch scary movies anymore. Nope, I watched them all back when I was younger, and I just can't.
I don't want to see anything with clowns. I am not an avid clown person. Don't care about clowns. Don't want to see clowns. I don't even like to go in the toy stores and see clowns because I turn them all around. I'm not. Don't care about that. I don't care about Chucky. I don't care about
if it's a psychological movie, like Saw or Seven. Those movies are the greatest. If it's blood and guts, forget it.
Or I Know What You Did Last Summer, or I Know What You Did Last Winter.
I don't know anything
about that stuff. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. And there's some really good ones that looked good on Netflix, and you're like, oh, that could be a good movie. And then they show something. No.
I'm too much of a scaredy cat anymore.
We've been pretty much watching only scary movies this week.
So, really?
Yeah.
No, I love them.
We watched Insidious. Halloween. Insidious 2. Except for Halloween.
I can't do it. Still can't do it. Ruined it.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are some really good movies that came out around Halloween time. And I'm trying to think what they were. It was with my... I can see his face even. Get back to me on that. I'm going to go over here and think about it.
Did you guys ever have, like, Halloween parties as kids? Did anybody ever have, you know, your friends or anything?
Yeah, a couple of times. Did bobbing for apples and fun stuff like that.
I never got to do that. We never had, you know, we always, like, had sleepovers and stuff. But whether it was just one person for Halloween, you go trick-or-treating at somebody else's house. But we never had big
There was Halloween always parties. This one... person who would, instead of just sticking their face in and trying to get the apple, they would shove it all the way down to the bottom and get it that way and come out totally soaking wet.
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we didn't have too many parties as children, but I tried to have them for my kids just because I think I missed out.
Al
Pacino was in the one movie.
Oh, really?
And the other guy was Keanu Reeves. Do you guys remember the movie I'm talking about?
No.
And he was in hell.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And Al Pacino was like the ruler of hell. Anybody out there know which movie I'm talking about? Please comment on it because it's going to drive me batshit crazy till I find it.
Shelly's going to look it up probably.
I know.
Al Pacino, Keanu Reeves, yeah. That was
expecting Mallory and Amato to answer because they're watching my daughter and son-in-law, so they should be. They
it's
know
like you gotta
movies.
Love any movie with Al Pacino in it.
Oh yeah,
he's just amazing.
He is. He really is. But I just, you know, I always did love dressing up for Halloween. And as the kid, as a kid, you look
I
forward.
I couldn't tell.
As a kid, you look forward to trick or treating, you know. Yeah. But I mean, like, I've got 4 different bins for Halloween / fall. Yeah. Like, I'll take down my jack o' lanterns and my witch things, my Halloween things, and then I've got 2 other bins that I have, like, you know, the pumpkins and the leaves and this and that to put up through Thanksgiving.
It's a lot of work to do all that.
I know, but I love it. I do. And then I was telling you guys earlier that I have that tree, you know, little mini Christmas tree. Well, it's not mini, but it's, I think, 6 or 7 foot, but a small, skinny one that I use for my holiday tree. So this is the first time I decorated it for Halloween.
The devil's advocate.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. She's a Googler. Yes. That is such a great movie, The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah. Not to watch it. Oh, look it up.
It's not scary like you think it would be scary, but a lot of thought in that thought process too.
Yeah. I like the movies that you just look at them and say, who thought of this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of mind does it take to come out with this
take
type
a mind.
Of stuff?
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, look at Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, he has that mind.
Yes, yeah.
And
he does,
oh,
definitely.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you
amazing.
You know, I've never seen Pet Sematary.
Seriously?
No.
Nope.
Oh, wow. No.
Nope. Mm. Give us highlights, Shelley.
Oh, gosh. The book or the movie? It's different.
That's another thing. When you grow and you read a book.
And then you go watch the movie and you're
disappointed. And then you go watch the movie and you're like,
what?
They took that out. Mm-hmm. They took that. I don't remember that in there. And they add,
this?
They subtract, they put in, they take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time constraints.
Probably. Yeah, that's part of it. And just to add interest, but I mean, with Stephen King, he puts so much detail into everything that he writes that...
Yeah.
It's like you're there, you know. I felt like I lived in Derry when I was reading some of his mm-hmm. books, because a lot of his revolve around the town where he grew up.
Mm-hmm. Now, not gonna lie, I was a Twilight girl. I loved
really.
I'm like, are you coming out with a new one? My one kid's got to be getting old by now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I never watched it. I never did. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson, you've never seen. Oh my God.
Or the Alfred Hitchcock. Do you remember that?
The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that one. The old one?
Yeah.
Because it always freaks me out. I remember it every year. Because about this time of year, right around 6:80 in Lothian. Those stupid black birds. Yeah, the black, you know, they start like swarming around. I mean, and there are like hundreds of them, and it's so disgusting on the trees, you know.
They say that when the crows start screaming and crying like that, and they are all around you in the area, they're having funerals for the crows that have died.
Really?
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Yeah,
as long
really.
As they stay away from me. I'm always in the car, so I can never hear them. But if I'm coming off 6:80, I'm in Lothian, and it, you know, by the cemetery too.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and there's just hundreds of them. Mm-hmm.
Do your Walmart
sitting in the tree.
Lots get like that.
No, we get seagulls.
We get seagulls. Oh, there's no sea around here, but we get seagulls.
I don't even think these blackbirds that are in our Walmarts. I don't even think they're crows. I don't know what they are. They are scary looking. Mm-hmm. And it's like they come right up to you. They don't even care. They're like, this is my car now, ma'am.
Well,
move
that's
along.
How seagulls do, too. They want food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you feed them even one fry,
they
will not leave you alone. Right. They will land on your car.
Yeah.
But that's another reason why I never, like, people would have birds and parrots and I would always think, oh my God, what if you were in your sleep and a bird came and pecked your eyes out? You know what I mean?
They are in cages, Justine.
Well, some people let them out.
Not at night. You put them in your cage at night.
Well, I have a bird.
You have a bird?
I do.
What kind
a
of bird
Quaker
do you
parrot.
Oh, cool.
My neighbor called me up one day and said, Mary, there's a parrot in my backyard and I can't let Jackson, her big dog, out. I was like, I'll be over. So I went over. Caught the bird because it literally was going to eat out of my hand, so I knew it had to have been somebody's pet. Long story short, my husband tried to release the bird one day after we had bird sitters when we came back from out of town, And the bird just keeps coming back. So we have a bird.
There you go. In the house?
In the house. And we've taught the bird to talk. So the bird will say, go poopy. It will say, I'm an eagle. It says all these other things. So it was really amazing because at first it was really mean. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we can hold it. And
yeah.
It's really, you know, kind of neat.
My grandma and grandpa used to have a minor bird, which is, it looks like a blackbird, yeah. You know, they're about that size, but it's got a yellow beak, mm-hmm. You know, and he learned to talk. Simon was his name.
Oh, okay.
And so my uncle, who was the youngest, he was the last one in the house. So he would always, and he had like a very distinctive voice and stuff. And so he was the last one, and the minor bird actually picked up on, he taught him, I'll have to ask my mom someday, but he'd go, hey, Dad! You know? Hey, Dad!
They pick it up. They pick it up pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. I forget. I mean, I'm sure he taught him some other nasty things, some swear words, but I don't know. But I forget what else he used to say. There was one other thing.
Or it says, give me kisses. So if you walk over to its cage and you say, give me kisses, the bird will go...
Oh,
and give it a kiss, and then it'll tell if it wants your attention. It'll start screaming, "Give me kisses!
Yeah.
Give me kisses!"
Hey, Mom, if you're still listening and you remember what Simon said back in the day, besides "Hey, Dad," let me know because that was fun to hear him to hear a bird talk.
Yeah,
you know, is it like in like live in person in front of you? It's just weird.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And they usually use somebody's voice.
And it sounded like my Uncle Greg. Mm-hmm.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Mm-hmm. They're tiny little brains. Oh, I forgot that. They're tiny little brains.
Yeah,
you know?
Stern.
But they can pick up on you know, the tone of someone's voice and how to, you know, say things just with their, you know, their vocal cords and stuff. I don't know.
Like, it's amazing.
I think they're more mimicking.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. I'm not saying they're actually
but
talking.
I don't know, because you tell the bird, give me kisses, and it, you know, so I don't know.
Oh, I think they're intelligent.
Yeah.
I really do. I think they're
going to take over the world.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah, no, not so much, but I think we don't give them enough credit for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be in another room, and they're going to start talking. Who's talking to it? Mm-hmm. Like, again, that ghost. These are microphones are working this week.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I bring a psychic or I bring a paranormal person,
might be telling you something.
Yeah, she has so much energy raining off. Not you, but her.
She
drained my phone. She drained the batteries in the microphone. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, you had some questions on there too.
I did. I don't. I at least figured out that I have no. She called them, I forget what word she used, but spirits. I have no spirits in my house because I don't hear anything. I never have any kind of, and I would pick, and that's why I asked her too. I kind of knew it, but I wanted to see if there's anything else I wanted to pick up on. But no one was ever in that house prior to, since it was built, that is still there, you know, and is kind of passed on, not passed on.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked up the history of your house?
No.
Now, see, I was told my house was on an old Indian burial because when we had dug my pond, we were coming up with arrowheads. So I started to look a little bit. I couldn't get very far into that, but yeah, unless the kids were just burying stuff. I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah.
We used to find those over, like, by my old house where I grew up. We used to find arrowheads.
Which is by me, right?
Yeah.
So I grew up in there. There's got to be some truth into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, how do you find it?
I don't know. I'm sure the courthouse would have some records.
How about in old Texas? Anything going on in Texas like that? Any sites that are haunted that you kind of stay away from?
I'm sure there is. I kind of keep to my little area of Tomball. I know that they have like some haunted walks and stuff like that in Houston. But getting to Houston is like, I don't know, when I was a kid, getting to Youngstown from Warren was like a huge ordeal.
Now
it's kind of like, just going to Youngstown. Getting to Houston is a huge ordeal. So, and my husband's not a huge fan of the spooky stuff or anything like that. So,
do you grow out of it at a certain age?
I will never grow out of it.
No,
ever.
No,
no, absolutely not.
No,
no.
I mean, it has to be like part of your personality to begin with, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
See, I used to be into all that stuff.
Really?
I used to love to go to all the haunted houses and, you know, the spooky spirits, the spookier the better, the great movies, all that. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That part I would say no. I mean, but just celebrating the whole season, you know, and
decorating.
Decorating, and, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And talking about, you know, ghost stories and stuff. But, like, the one thing I was going to tell you guys earlier, you might have been on the phone early before we started. There's, yeah, I know. When we were kids and we had sleepovers, we used to do the whole, I wish I could remember what we used to say, but one person would lay on the ground. And then I think there would be like two people on one side, two people on the other. One at your feet, one at your head. And you put two fingers in and you do some
lighter
chant.
Lighter than feathers.
Oh, the lighter than feathers.
Yes. Yes.
That's it.
And let's do it. Get up here, Justin.
Lighter than feathers. Stick
the board. Break the board.
And supposedly, like, you're not even supposed to be putting pressure on it to lift this person. Supposedly, this person would start levitating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it never work?
Yes.
I think, I don't know.
Back we always thought it did.
Back when I was probably 10 or 11, I kind of felt like it did. But you don't know if somebody else, I mean, I guess if they're trying to pick them up, I don't know, maybe. You know, and then there was another thing. I can't remember what you said.
Yeah.
But there was another thing where you stood in front of a mirror with the lights out. And you would, like, say this lady's name over and over and over. Like, Bloody Mary, come to me, or something like that. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
That freaks me out. Because I cannot look in the mirror at night.
That's the one in the mirror.
That's
what I was talking about.
Don't come to my house, okay, lady? See, that's how spooked I get. But if you say it in the mirror, she's supposed to appear in the mirror. If I wake up in the middle of the night and have to go to the bathroom and I wash my hands, I'm like this. No, I'm serious. I still can't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really,
I don't even turn on.
I don't know, but I'm not going to risk seeing her in the middle of the night.
So my friend lives in Baton Rouge.
I'm just here to entertain you, honey.
My goodness.
You guys listen to this. My friend lives in Baton Rouge, and I went to visit her not too long ago. And I told you guys my husband lives there, and we had talked about moving there. Well, we haven't done that yet, but she said if I come there and if I get there, she does all these seance parties. She says that she speaks to dead people. And I honestly, from this, just having conversations with her, it's like, okay, let's investigate this, because it could be kind of wild. So I'm kind of interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, as
kind of scared.
We had a paranormal here last Tuesday. And she had said that there are people that can pick up some of the vibes or some of the spirits that are out there, but you've got to be careful on some of the psychics and some of the people that they read you, and they will say, hey, so I'm picking up in this room somebody by the name of,
with the first letter M.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Mary.
There you go.
Do you remember when I had the psychic party?
I do.
And what was the guy's name?
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, though.
He did a really good
reading.
Yes.
Made me a believer for life.
Is Johnny still around?
Johnny is not still around.
Johnny.
I know. He was really good, though.
He was.
He really was. I have him on cassette tape.
Cassette tape.
And he, you know, told me, you know, I would date this guy. And it was kind of vague, but it really was true. Mm-hmm. He said that I would marry somebody a lot younger than me. I did. He's 5 years younger. And it was really just really weird. And he did readings for my mom, my grandmother. He was so
did he ever, though, do you ever think he played off of maybe your, really? Or?
No, I really think he was true blue.
Mm-hmm.
I really do too. Yeah, he was an odd character.
He was.
But you have to be odd in this day. Very odd.
Well, this was, this was
30 years ago.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
Oh, really?
Maybe not 40.
Well, I was when probably, he started.
When yeah, he started. When he started, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because they moved there when I was 7. So it was more than.
Wow. So,
yeah. I do believe that people are gifted, and I do believe that people are talented with that. Jonathan Edwards, Teresa Caputo, they have a gift, obviously, or they wouldn't be on the TV show without that. I think it is extremely hard. Like, I know that they, Teresa came to the Covelli Center.
Did she?
Yeah.
And I was with my cousin Grace, and we were just praying and hoping
that you get
that one
up.
Of our relatives were going to come through. And she was sat, she was like right in front of us. We're like, Grace, she's right there, Grace. And she's like, okay. You know, we're sitting there, and we're just like, please. And it never happened. And it's a disappointment because you're really looking forward to that person breaking through. And even like right now, the time frame, because of it being Halloween, they call it the veil. The veil is thinning out right now. So, of course, there's spirits and entities and things coming through.
Yeah.
And it would have been so nice. You know, to
you have to be careful though. There are a lot of phony ones that they'll actually plant people in the audience, stuff like that, wherever they go.
You do have to be in Ouija boards. She was here last week and said, "Oh, that is something you just do not want to mess with."
My friend, the one from Baton Rouge, she told me not knowing, she's never been to my house. She goes, "You need to get the Ouija board out of your house."
Oh wow!
And she picked out. But like the area of the house, she goes, okay, if this is Mahaley's bedroom, the Ouija board is in this closet behind her bedroom. How she would even know there was a closet behind my daughter's bedroom, I have no idea. That's what
did
she
did you
told
move
me.
The Ouija board out?
I didn't. I secretly
instead,
hoped.
The daughter moved out.
I know she did. She went off to college, so aww. I was like. And it's just me there, so I kind of secretly hope that maybe somehow I sense something. I think I could be into that stuff.
Really?
I really, I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
I told
she
you
said
guys about my car being broken into on my way from Houston to here. And that night, I was on the phone with a friend, and I said, I looked out the window, and I was like, I just feel something weird about my car. And so I went, and there were two guys standing down there. So I clicked my key fob and locked the door. So they left. And I must have checked my car 4 other times that night between up until at least 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Well, apparently the break-in happened at 4 a.m., but I couldn't see it because it was the side window. So I secretly hope that I have some kind of
power going on there.
I've been told that by 2 psychics that I should investigate my.
Well, yes. Every person here and every person watching and listening to our show, everybody out
there
has the potential.
Yes.
Every person has a gift. They just have to learn how to develop it and bring it forth.
Exactly.
So whether you think you can read cards, whether you think you can talk to spirits, whether you think, have you ever, like, I'm good for this. Driving down the road, and I can be going down Route 11, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh, I'm looking at my speed, because you guys all call me grandma and a driver anyway. But I'll look at my speed, and I'll think, you know what? I'm going to see the guy on the bridge, or I'm going to see a state highway patrolman, and I know he's coming up. Sure enough,
there's
I get
one.
There, and
deja vu.
They will be there.
Yeah. Yes.
So you can imagine things that are happening, or you can imagine... And I don't know if it's so much like the law of attraction that we had talked about before, but like, you know, pulling around in a parking space and saying, I'm going to get that first parking space. I'm going to get parked right up front. And then all of a sudden you pull in that parking lot and that parking space is there. So is a lot of it in our mind?
Yeah.
Maybe so. Do we put a lot of it out in the universe to happen? Maybe there's so much bottled up at one that, you know, I really believe that people can develop a very good gift, I guess is maybe the terminology I want to say.
Just knowing how to do it.
Exactly. And being taught how to use it, and being, a lot of people get a sixth sense in their stomach, and they call it a woman's intuition, but you know something's not right, or you know yeah. something's going on, and you yeah. get that sick feeling in your stomach, you just mm-hmm. have to learn how to decipher, okay, what is that mm-hmm. feeling? Where is it coming from?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
You ever get that sick feeling?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had the experience, so not necessarily the haunting, but of like, say like whether it's a friend or a loved one like coming back to visit you.
Okay.
Whether it's in a dream or whether you're, you know, this whether is, you think you're awake, you know.
This is really spooky to me, but it's a good spooky. Shelley knows I lost my mom in 2017.
Aww, sorry.
While I was sitting at St. Joseph's Hospital holding her hand, I kind of dozed off. And my daughter came in the room, and I was just like, Mallory, was there a butterfly that just flew from Grandma's mouth? And she's all like, Mom, we're in the hospital. So I really didn't know whether it was real or a dream. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think much more of it. Well, then, you know, when we talked to the funeral guy, he had given me two little butterfly pins, and I told him the story.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you know, butterflies do represent like a crossing over type thing. Well, ever since then, and I told you I play a lot of tennis, ever since then, every single time I'm on the tennis court, a butterfly flies by.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did my mom's memorial, when I was doing my speech, there was a butterfly fluttering above my head. So I don't know. It's, you know, again, is it like
could be something
me just noticing them more? But it just seems weird that I would, and it's to the point where my friends will all like be like, Mary, there's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Have you ever seen the movie Dragonfly?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Is it something I need to
yeah,
watch?
Yeah, you need to watch it.
Okay.
You definitely need to watch it. The movie Dragonfly. That would probably explain a lot of that for you, too, as well. But good movie.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner's in it.
Oh, well, then.
There you go. Movie.
Yeah. Makes it all worthwhile.
Yes,
I know,
it does.
Right? Can't be bad.
No. No, not at all. This has been a fast hour.
I know.
It's
yeah.
an hour already?
It's an hour already.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Fun stories.
But we're glad that you were able to join the show.
Thank you for having me.
It was fun having you. And
really
we learned a lot.
Yeah. She'll be back in July sometime, so maybe she can come back again.
There you go. Yes.
Come back again. Tell us about Houston.
Actually, I'll be here at Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there you go.
This was a special trip.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, thank you. We should give her a pass the glass glass.
Yes, we will.
Oh,
she can take hers home.
We have some other people that last week had commented and said some things, so we've got to get those glasses out to them as
well.
Yeah,
we need to get them.
If you guys want us to, either come to your winery or come to your establishment, let us know. Okay. We would love to go out and visit you and
talk
up your stuff.
I'll plan an extra trip.
There you go. Also, if you have any type of subjects that you want us to cover, PG, we will definitely, you know, send them on in, private message us, whatever. And if we talk about things that you've mentioned, either in the news feed or private messaging, we'll definitely get you a wine glass as well.
Yes, for sure. I just got the order was delivered to my house this afternoon.
Awesome.
So we got lots of them.
Good.
All right. Mm-hmm. So again, thank you for joining another section or segment or whatever, or happy hour of Pass the Glass. That's going to be it for us.
Everybody have a safe and happy Halloween.
Yes.
Hopefully it's not raining. For trick-or-treaters.
Quickly nice say for trick-or-treaters.
Hello to my three kids, Mahaley, Shane, and Mallory.
Yes. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
joining
you.
Us. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.